Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
L. Larson.
It's time for another Punk Daily. Yeah, Punk Tonight. We are Punk Tonight. All right.
You're going to hurt me. My goodness gracious.
Whoa. Okay, stop it. Play too much.
It's a Punk Daily. I got excited.
With CM Punk now gone from AEW and a path to WWE not exactly clear given his history with the company, we got to ask the question, Larson.
Huh?
What's next for CM Punk?
What's next for Phil?
New Japan?
Huh?
Maybe, assuming Tony Khan hasn't bought it. What about Impact Professional Wrestling, Larson? So shortly after Punk was fired from AEW, reports suggested the promotion would be interested in signing Punk, and now Impact's Brock Lesnar, Bully Ray, has spoken.
Is that the best comparison I've ever made in my life?
That probably is, yeah, right, I think so. Has spoken about the possibility of Phil Brooks, that's CM Punk, coming to the Impact Zone in a recent episode of Busted Open Radio. These transcripts come to you via Wrestling Inc. This is what Impact's Brock Lesnar, Bully Ray, had to say. 1,000% I'd hire him. I think Punk needs to be in an environment that he is completely comfortable in, and I know for a fact he was not completely comfortable in WWE, and then whatever went down in AEW. If you were to put CM Punk in Impact Wrestling, Impact stock would go up. I think that Impact and Punk could do some great business together and bring some eyes to the product. So no lies spoken about that last bit. They it would definitely bring eyes to Impact.
It definitely would. And you know, hey, maybe if Phil only has to work, what, 2-3 days a month?
Not a lot of time to get into backstage brawls.
No, you're just there. You do your stuff. Heck, imagine he could negotiate in his deal. I'm there for one day for the TV tapings and then right. pay-per-views. That's 2 days a month he's got to work.
Yeah. And somehow, it seemingly, Anthem, Impact.
They got money.
They have unlimited funds.
Like they bought their own TV network.
They bought their own TV network. So do you see it happening, though?
I mean, if it's literally a situation where there's no other place that he could wrestle.
He just wouldn't wrestle.
Probably not.
He just wouldn't wrestle.
But hey, I mean,
he would, this is my pure speculation. He would go to like Noah or All Japan.
DDT Pro.
He'd go to DDT Pro before he would do Impact. And I think it's simply because the perception is kind of everything. Like, it's cool to go to All Japan or Noah. Impact, it's not exactly cool. Like, well, even Okada recently blasted Impact. Different owners, different management.
He said, I hate TNA. I don't feel much about Impact. He blasted TNA.
Yeah, but before, I think he preceded that by saying, I have no interest in Impact. And then he said, wait, no,
yeah,
I don't like
he's
TNA.
He softened his stance a little bit. But here's the thing. Maybe Phil, he's looking to rehabilitate his image a little bit. And what better way to rehabilitate his image than to rehabilitate the image of Impact Wrestling along with it? I mean, I feel like the stigma of Impact is gone. And look, I held on to that for a long time. A long time. It took Honor No More
yeah.
to turn that around for me.
Yeah.
And maybe in the eyes of other people, it would take CM Punk to do that for them.
I don't know the guy. I do not know the guy. But going from WWE.
Yeah.
To AEW, I kind of like, at least AEW is like, they're on cable television.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Impact is too. They have their own cable network.
Well, they're on a cable. It's like, you know, it's maybe, okay, I'm saying OVW. Maybe he'll go to OVW.
But here's the thing, WWE doesn't own their own cable network, nor does AEW. Only Impact can say that.
That's all right. You got me. keep an eye out for Impact Wrestling next
year.
Yeah.
CM Punk in the Impact Zone. I mean, Bound for Glory is in Chicago, I think, this year. Will Ospreay's on the card. Phil wants to wrestle Will.
He does.
But I don't know if that would create some political issues where you got CM Punk fired from AEW. Will Ospreay on good terms with AEW, features on their program regularly, might sign with them next year.
Well,
would there be some issues with former AEW talent, fired AEW talent, CM Punk wrestling AEW affiliated wrestlers in Impact Wrestling?
So this would have been an issue if like Impact still had like that close relationship, but they haven't done anything with AEW in a long time. So like, I feel like that wouldn't be. I do think the New Japan thing is going to be an issue. I don't think he's going to be able to go to New Japan.
Well, that's what Tony Khan pies it.
I even think that their relationship is so. Oh, I think Meltzer even said that.
That's entirely possible.
Like the relationship between New Japan and AEW is such that like New Japan wouldn't want to ruffle the feathers of Tony
Khan.
That
could be.
So I could see that.
Yeah, Impact it is for Phil, then.
I guess he's got no other choice.
If it's not WWE, it's got to be Impact.
He's got no other choice.
Hey, I'm rooting for Impact. So, sure.
If you're rooting for Impact, do you want him to go there, though?
If and that's a massive if. It's a huge caveat. If it helps Impact, then yes.
Maybe he can show up at, like, his masked wrestler. It's like, wink, wink, you know? It's like he shows up as that indie wrestler that he showed up as.
At the Silas Young show.
Remembered his name.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Oh, man.
Let's talk about this. So Mox, he got hurt in his match against Phoenix for the international title. Now Phoenix is international champion. He's got belt. Mox doesn't. We don't know how long Mox is going to be out.
Mox got his bell rung.
Apparently minor concussion, according to Meltzer. So apparently all that changed a bunch of plans.
Yeah.
This comes to you from Fightful Select. Go subscribe to Fightful Select.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently, according to Fightful Select here, they've learned that Mox's planned opponent for Wrestle Dream, if he were to, as originally planned, retain the international championship against Rey Fenix, supposed to be a non-AEW wrestler that was supposed to come out and challenge him on Dynamite.
Okay.
Fightful hasn't learned who that wrestler is. Who is that wrestler?
I got it. I got the inside sources.
Who?
Here's the thing. You know why Mox called the audible instead of just like rolling up Phoenix?
I know you're going with this and I like it.
He was running away
from
Toru Yano.
That's it.
Yeah, man. He was like, hey, just pin me. Just pin me now because I don't want to face Yano.
And explain why when Rick Knox doesn't count the original pinfall, what does Mox say to him?
Fuck you.
Mox doesn't want to face Yano.
He's running scared from Yano. Yep. Oh, I got injured. Yeah, right. You know, he's running scared from Yano.
Yeah.
He's got one loss to him. So yeah. Honestly, I don't know who. Probably like Ishii, you know, or like a Goto.
Has Mox wrestled Suzuki in AEW yet?
I don't know.
I feel like he has.
Sounds like
maybe
he probably
not.
Has, but maybe not. It's just
I know he's wrestled
Mandela effect of some sort
in AEW. Because that would be a possible.
Name. Yeah, that's a possibility. One of those tough dudes from New Japan is what it would have been.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this, man. So, of course, Jade Cargill, all the rage now that she's officially signed with WWE, blowing up their social media, by the way, like record number of views, likes, all the engagement.
A video of her walking at the Performance Center got millions of views.
Admittedly, people wanted to know if something violent was going to happen in the parking lot, because it is the NXT parking lot now, but people were wise enough to stay away. She made it to the door successfully, and that just blew up social media. So, during an interview with ESPN's Mark Raimondi, new WWE signee Jade Cargill was asked which brand she's going to debut on. What a point-blank question this is.
Yeah.
Well, this is what she had to say. Everybody's going to have to tune in to every network to see where I'm going. I'm here to stir the pot and keep people guessing where I'm going to be, so just tune in. She doesn't know yet.
Oh. If she does know, she's not at liberty to talk about it.
No.
Because they want people to watch all the shows to see where is Jade going to debut.
Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
No Mercy. Is she going to be there?
I think it'd be a smart move to put her in the crowd because that does nothing but build buzz. And they could, honestly, what they should do, and we got more here, but like what they should do, she's in the crowd at No Mercy. She shows up in the crowd at Raw.
Exactly.
She's in the crowd at SmackDown.
Exactly.
She gets to decide
where she goes.
She gets to write her own ticket.
Yeah.
That's how they should treat Jade Cargill. I think that's the way it should go.
Agreed. You mentioned we have more with Jade. We do. Interview with Sports Illustrated. Jade talked more about some of her goals with the WB. She said, I understand what I'm here for. I want to capture gold and I want to headline WrestleMania, but none of that is handed out. I want to work to create those phenomenal moments. I want to have marquee matches. I want to get people talking. And I want to create something bigger than myself. I came here to work with the best women's wrestlers in the world. That's what I'm here for. I would have never embarked on this journey if it weren't for the leadership qualities this company has, the phenomenal coaching staff, too. I want to come in, get even better, make people's mouths drop, and have these dream matches. I want people to pull people into wrestling. I want to pull people from the outside into wrestling, and I want to get them to stay.
Man.
Like that's ambitious.
It is. No, it absolutely is. Really I think ambitious. She could do it, too, man. Learns a shooting star press. Boom. Done. You know, people come in and watch it. I think that's awesome. I think they're treating her like $1 million from the get, which is a very smart move. Seems like she's keeping her name, which is an incredibly smart move as well.
And she's been doing the press rounds quite a bit since it was announced she was signing with WWE, and I think in one of them she mentioned that was important to her to keep her name.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't hear that one. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, that's good. It's going to be very interesting to see how, you know, WWE's in this sort of like, make everything big phase. Yeah. You know, everything's going to be the biggest sellout, the biggest this, the biggest that, biggest attendance, all that. And so I'm glad that they're doing that with, you know, this signing because Agreed. I think it's a big deal.
Oh, it absolutely is. Absolutely is.
You know, we got tonight, though. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know what that means.
Dynamite.
Oh, Dynamite 2? Okay, wow.
What were you talking about?
I was the reruns of Murder, She Wrote.
What channel is that on?
On Roku TV.
Oh, man. Yeah. I used to watch that every Sunday evening with the family growing up.
I'm more of a Matlock guy.
We would watch.
They should have done a crossover.
How do you know they didn't?
Oh, because I was an avid viewer of Matlock. Oh, man.
All right. My dad would watch the 60 Minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And after that, Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, 60 Minutes is always a bummer. I always talk about sad things, and that old man would get on there. You ever wonder why they don't put ketchup in mustard bags or whatever, you know?
It was just the most mundane crap he was complaining about, Andy Rooney.
How did that guy, how did Andy Rooney get a spot? Anyways, Dynamite's on tonight, Larson. Unfortunately, not written by Agatha Christie. But first up, we've got...
You mean Jessica Fletcher? She's the one that... She was the author in question of Murder, She Wrote.
Wasn't that like a Agatha Christie type... Like, I thought that was like one of her properties, wasn't?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I don't believe so.
Oh, man. Mind blown. She wrote the same kind of stuff, though, right?
Similar, I guess, as Jessica Fletcher.
All right.
As portrayed by Angela Lansbury.
Everywhere she went, people would die.
It was all in that small main town!
Focus. Dynamite preview.
You got me talking about Murder,
Dynamite
She Wrote.
Preview.
Yeah, that it was a town of like 500 people.
It was worse than Chicago. It was like RoboCop era Detroit.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, where's Omnicorp to save a small main town?
Pentagon versus Matt Jackson versus Orange Cassidy versus Austin Gunn. What is this for?
Because they got a four-way match to determine new number one contenders for tag titles at WrestleDream. So this is build for that.
Oh, okay. So this is a singles match to determine
nothing. It's just to tell the story of.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
Sometimes there's two teams that have a tag match, but in advance of the tag
Let's
match,
tussle.
They have singles matches between
they're gonna tussle
individual
first.
Members of the tag team. Yeah, that's what they're doing here.
We got a contract signing between Hangman Page and Swerve Strickland. Let me ask you this. Is Coach Prime going to be there?
Oh, I saw that Swerve got a picture with him. That'd be awesome.
You think he's going to be at the contract
That'd
signing?
Be great. That'd be great.
That'd be good,
That'd be
man.
Pretty cool. Julia Hart's going to take on Willow Nightingale. Of course, Julia Hart's on an undefeated streak, 25 straight matches. She's got a TBS championship match against Chris Statlander at WrestleDream. So,
Willow's going to lose this. Huh?
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen.
Mm-mm.
And then, you know, man, I know we talked about it, this dropping the ball on Jade Cargill AEW. Willow Nightingale should have been the one to beat Jade in an actual feud.
Yeah, I know.
They should have done that.
I agree.
Christian and Darby are going to face-to-face. Oh, Christian's going to wipe them out with this guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Career work right now.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. Absolutely. Did you see that? I think it was Booker T on his podcast says that Christian is the most underrated performer in the history of wrestling. Will you agree?
In the history of
wrestling? Would you agree with Booker T?
There's a lot of people in wrestling. There's a lot of people in the history of wrestling. That's a lot. I do agree with him. About the Dolph Ziggler thing. Should have reinvented himself a couple more times.
Yeah.
Oof, that's hard
You're
words.
Avoiding the question about Christian, though.
Hard words.
You're avoiding the question.
Huh?
The answer
question?
Is yes.
What question? Also, Adam Cole and MJF address the righteous. They're going to be like, you're not winning these titles.
It's like, hey guys, what do these video packages mean? We don't get them.
Why are you frolicking in a park?
Why are you being so obtuse? To say what you mean.
Are you guys on a fun romantic date? Or are you trying to challenge for our titles?
Get your point across. Come on.
Are you guys honestly doing arts and crafts right now with the little cutouts of people and whatnot?
It's like if we want wrestling art film, we'll watch Ricky Stark's productions.
Right, exactly. Those are top tier. Those are S tier.
S tier.
Yeah, anyways. Hey, if you like this video, hit that thumbs up, hit that subscribe button, hit the notify bell. Leave us a comment. What do you think about all this crap we talked about today?
Yeah, but to close, Steve.
Oh, God.
One, two, three, four.
Did I get your face?
No, I got my neck.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish.
or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.